So one of my major questions on AI advancement is, how is it going to integrate into our lives? How are we going to use AI as a tool and be it less than a doomsday device and more of a replacement? That's not something we need. But we could use AI as a really powerful tool, particularly in the medical field and all kinds of different applications. And that is one of the main topics of conversation today at Washtenaw Community College as part of A2 Tech 360. This is a celebration of innovation that is running now. And when you look at, it's coming on September 24th. Pardon me, September 24th. So in just a couple of weeks. And the topic here is, how is this technology, how is it working into our lives? Pretty interesting look. Alex Gorchev is a LinkedIn top AI voice, Wall Street Journal best-selling author, and leader on emerging technology and thought, and joins me this morning. He's going to be talking. Alex, it's good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
So tell me a little bit about where we are now, because this technology is evolving every day, it feels like.
It definitely is, and when I think about just generative AI, and if we take ChatGPT as an example, we're 1,000 days in, roughly, and you're already feeling how it changed the world. It's 800 million weekly users. That's pretty incredible.
It is pretty incredible, and I was reading an op-ed once about a week and a half ago, and it said, like, are we at the dot-com bubble for AI? We're right at that point where we're not really sure how impactful this is going to be. Kind of like people were skeptical of how impactful the internet was going to be. How impactful is this technology going to be in our lives? How woven in is it going to be?
I think it's really integrated in everything, right? And especially when we think about the work or education, we're seeing more and more adults using it. And it's really becoming the most adopted consumer technology in the world. So it's for the first time when we have the enterprise-grade technology deployed to consumers, and everyone is bringing it to school, to work, and it's really changing the way that we work, we learn, we think, and how we do everyday business. It's pretty incredible.
So what's part of your topics that you're going to be covering at this expo? Because what I think most people are worried about is, how is this going to impact my work? How is this going to impact my life? Are my employers going to be more comfortable integrating this into our workspace and using it as a tool? Or is this something that's going to replace me altogether? What do you feel about that?
Well, and that is exactly the topic that I will be talking about. I really do not believe AI will replace people. What it really does is, I look at this as a time machine. It gives us our time back. When we go to work, there's a lot of things that we want to get to, but somehow we end up chasing dead ends or things that take a lot of time but don't add a lot of value. And I feel that's the AI strong spot. So I have a very clear message about the fact that it's going to raise productivity, but it's going to bring time back and create space for reflection and innovation.
And so now going forward, we see how impactful this technology is. We see the power of it. How are people using it now? And then how do you think it's going to be different in how they use it 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road?
I think this is a great question. I think the primary we're still experimenting, right? We're in the very, very early stages where less of the quarter of the population is using it. And right now we are just experimenting. It's being developed and defined very fast. And we're adding it here and there. I feel that in the future, we will have the opportunity to reinvent our business processes, how we do work, how we learn, using AI completely, right? So right now we use AI to augment how we're doing things, and I feel it's going to be shifting more in the center, which will allow us to to go and focus time on something that's more important for us or more rewarding.
The United States has clearly taken a position of we want to be the leaders in artificial intelligence. We want to be the driving force in this technology. Why is that so important, do you believe?
Well, I believe that it's very important because it is the future, right? It is the future. It's the skills that we're developing, and that's what we're seeing at that event. It's the ability of employees to understand why they need to learn this technology, and the ability of employers to incorporate it. What's going to define the successful companies of the future, right? And obviously, when we think about the healthy economy, AI is going to be a part of it. And I already feel that we are the leaders if we think about where this technology is being developed and how fast it's being deployed.
How much we hear a lot about the energy usage that these facilities require to run this type of technology. How does that evolve over the years? Once AI is more capable, is it going to be as big of a draw on, for example, our resources that it is now?
It is a great question. I don't have the specific numbers on the energy usage, but what I do know is that energy usage is going down. It's going up because more and more people are using the technology.
Right.
But as this technology becomes more mature, we're already seeing that the energy toll is becoming lower and lower. But obviously, having the right capacity, grid capacity to supply it, and bring in sustainability is an important topic, and I'm seeing organizations already address this.
You know, one of the other parts is a lot of these platforms and a lot of these developers that are creating this technology is we're almost seeing unchecked powers in some instances, right? We're seeing kind of the relationship between children and how they're using this technology and how employers are deploying this technology. It does feel a little bit like the Wild West. How do you anticipate this is regulated, if you will, at some point?
You know, it's a brilliant question. I'm a parent, right? And sometimes I'm seeing my son use AI to do the homework, and he doesn't necessarily understand every single word that he just put on the essay, right? So I think definitely as the parents, we have to be more involved in understanding how our children are using AI and why. And then we're seeing actually a lot of regulation emerge on the state level and on different jurisdiction level, which at certain point will work itself out, right? We have an amazing legal system in the country that allows us to go and work through different issues. And that has served us well for hundreds of years, and I'm sure it will serve us well now, as with any technology that we've had in the past and any major societal transformation. There's always people that experiment and push the boundaries. And, and especially younger generation when we think about kids and how they're learning. Mm. I was the same their age, and I turned out to be okay.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Alex yeah. Gorchev, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. I hope to have you on again. This is an ever-evolving story, so we look forward to talk with you down the road.
I look forward to being at the conference and seeing you there.
Yeah, certainly. Appreciate the time. That's coming up a little later on this month. Travis Kelce proposing potential use of a celebrity without their knowledge. All things that we're talking about in entertainment with Renee next on JR Morning.